Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, official nominee for a Nobel Prize in radio when they start that
prize. In your
prize.
Head.
We're always available online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Robert Smith.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up, Jill Sobule will sing a couple of songs and also talk about the challenges of getting them out there in this confusing new world known as the music industry. But first, let's hear about today's top stories from Rachel Martin.
This is NPR.
Good morning, everyone. Hello. Well, if you lose the race for the White House, winning the Nobel Peace Prize is a pretty darn good consolation. This morning, the Norwegian Nobel Committee named former Vice President Al Gore as the co-winner of this year's Peace Award. Here's Committee Chairman Ole Danboltmus.
He is probably the single individual who has done most to create greater worldwide understanding of the measures that need to be adopted.
Gore shares the prize with the UN Climate Panel for their collaborative efforts to raise international awareness about global warming and climate change. Gore was the star of the film Inconvenient Truth, which won an Oscar this year. There's been a little criticism of that film this week from across the pond. A British judge has ruled that teachers in the UK can use the film in classrooms to talk about climate change, but they have to point out what the court said were a handful of factual errors. The judge outlined 9 problems, including Gore's claim that sea level rises 23 feet might occur in the immediate future, something the judge characterized as, quote, distinctly alarmist. And there are a couple Iraq stories to talk about this morning. The humanitarian crisis in Iraq has become even more dire. That's what the United Nations said yesterday in a new report detailing the situation for civilians in Iraq. The assessment was conducted by the UN Assistance Mission for Iraq over a 3-month period this summer. It says thousands of people are being driven from their homes each month. Indiscriminate killings continue and people are routinely tortured. The report also says there are now an estimated 2.2 million Iraqis now living as refugees outside Iraq. And families of victims of the Blackwater USA shooting in Baghdad last month have filed suit against the private security firm in a U.S. court. The suit alleges that Blackwater created a, quote, culture of lawlessness among its employees, and they acted to act in the company's financial interests at the expense of civilian life. It's the latest fallout from the September 16th incident, where Blackwater guards are accused of shooting and killing 17 Iraqi civilians. The U.S. Department of State and the FBI are investigating the incident. If you'd like to know more about these and other stories, check out our website for our regular segment called The Week in Iraq. And believe it or not, finally, I've got 3 product recalls to tell you about. First, toys. More than 90,000 kids' toys have been recalled for containing, you guessed it, dangerous levels of lead. That's the word from the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Retailer JCPenney is recalling tens of thousands of toys, including Chinese-made Winnie the Pooh playsets. Federal officials say this round of recalls is the result of a commitment made by the industry earlier this summer to rid retail shelves of contaminated products. Good idea. Recall number 2, cold medicine for kids. Drug makers yesterday pulled cold drugs targeting babies and toddlers off the market. The move was a preemptive strike by drug manufacturers, including Johnson & Johnson, a week before government advisors are expected to debate the medicine's fate. And recall number 3, my favorite, chicken pot pies. Not just chicken, but all pot pies made by ConAgra that are being marketed under a variety of different brands. But this is serious. The recalled pies are linked to a salmonella outbreak that sickened at least 160 people in 31 states. Federal agricultural officials are trying to determine the source of the salmonella outbreak. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Allison and Luke. Oh, Luke. Oh, no. I didn't mean to say that. Robert.
It's Robert.
Sorry.
Your turn. I put a big sign around my neck. I know I look like him.
It's just habit.
Thanks, Rachel.